Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show on simple ways to relax, refocus, and recharge. I am Charissa Sebastian, a coach, speaker, and writer. I'm a certified life and leadership coach for women, and I hold my certification through the International Coaching Federation. My passion is helping women break free from being stuck, overwhelmed, and stressed, mainly in their professional lives and in the area of work-life balance, to live a life of passion, purpose, joy, and fulfillment. You can find out more information on me and what I do on my website at www.charissasebastian.com. I'd like to take a moment to highlight a fabulous women's one-day spa retreat coming up this weekend on January 31st in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with my two very special guests on the show who also happen to be amazing coaches and friends. You can find out more on my website if you click on the events tab, or you can go directly to www.stopsmilebreathe.splashthat.com, and you're going to want to stay tuned until the very end of the show for a special discount offer for this event. We have extended our early bird pricing until tomorrow, and on top of that, we have a really special discounted offer for our radio listeners as well. So let's get into today's show, sponsored by Audible.com. We'll be talking about relaxing, refocusing, and recharging, why it's so important, and how we can accomplish this in our busy lives. I am joined by my good friends Lucinda Miles and Anna Papa, who are both certified life coaches. Ladies, welcome.
Welcome, Charissa.
Thank you, Charissa. I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you both online with me tonight. So would you like to take a few moments to introduce yourself, Anna?
Sure. Hello, everyone. Welcome to all the listeners, and thank you again, Charissa, for having me here tonight. My name is Anna Papa, and as you mentioned, I am a certified life and relationship coach. I am also a founder of Spring Forward Coaching, and my mission is to help moms create more balanced, confident, and happy lives while reducing stress and worries. I also work with women and couples who feel like the admiration and romance has slipped away from their relationship since becoming parents. I help them build stronger marriage in which both partners feel loved, appreciated, and understood. And if you would like to learn more about me and my work, you can visit my website. It's www.sfforward.com. It's www.sflifecoaching.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anna. Lucinda, would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It is just a delight to be here this evening to share and to experience this with both of you amazing ladies. Again, my name is Lucinda Miles, and I am an IPEC certified coach, and my focus is obviously on life coaching, but I'm also a writer and motivational speaker, and my passion and my joy, it's guiding women to a deeper understanding of their unique gifts and talents. I have so much fun helping women be able to focus, bring whimsy into their journey, and using very proven transformational techniques, visualization, imagination, and meditation. So my goal is to help clients develop the confidence that they need to, you know, really just come off the bench and play full out with their lives. And it is a joy for me as I watch women just blossom into all that they were created to be. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do and how we use those amazing tools to transform lives, you can check out my website, which is www.1111coaching.com. And also my email is lucinda@1111coaching.com. I am the founder of 1111 Full Circle Coaching. And again, it's just my pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you so much, Charissa.
Oh, thank you, ladies both. And I've got to say that I have honestly been looking forward to having both of you on the show ever since I started on the radio. So this is truly a very, very special evening for me. And thank you both again for doing this and just for being here and for sharing. So and I know you're about to share some incredible information with our guests. So thank you so much again. So before we jump into this topic, I'd like to invite our listeners to participate in the discussion. Feel free to call in at 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. And feel free to dial in at any time and give us your questions or your comments. We would love to hear from you. So let's jump right into this topic on relaxation and rejuvenation. And let me ask you first, Lucinda, why do you think, or why is relaxation so important?
Well, as I practice in my own life, Charissa, I do I am very much focused on meditation, finding that quiet time. And I find that I am so much more productive in everything I do throughout the day when I allot that time, when I carve out that time to take care of me and to go to those very quiet places that nurture the soul. And I have found that in, you know, when I take that time, the entire energy of my day changes. It's almost, I use this word, it feels like magic, actually. I can begin that day with a little bit of, maybe just a little bit of tension, perhaps a little bit of stress. But when I step back and I do a guided meditation as well as the practicing of visualizing what I would like for my day to look like, and then I begin to imagine details around that, it begins to transform how I step into my day. So I just love it. I've gotten to that point in my life where it has become the most powerful tool to living my day with abundance.
Oh, I love that. That is such a great tip. I know I have, you know, heard so much about the benefits of meditation, but one of the things I loved about what you just said is the visualization part of it, because I know that is not as common out there. You know, a lot of people hear you should start your day by meditating and getting centered and getting into that quiet place. But I love what you said about visualizing how you want your day to play out, because I think that's a really important piece of it that not many of us actually do. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I totally agree with you on the energy front as well, that it does definitely help you feel more energized. And I know if I go, you know, a few days, actually like 2 or 3 days without getting into my meditation and my exercise routine, I just don't feel right. You know, I just feel thrown off and I don't have as much energy and enthusiasm going into my day. So yeah, really good point. Thanks, Lucinda. So Anna, what about you? Why do you think relaxation is so important, and what are some of the benefits that it gives you?
Charissa, I am really so grateful that you chose this topic for tonight's show, because it seems like we live in such a busy world right now that everyone almost forgets that really relaxation, recharging is not just a privilege, it's a necessity for every one of us. We really need to remember that it's as important as water, as food, as air that we breathe. We really need to take care of ourselves if we need to help others. If we, just like Lucinda noticed, have the energy, if we want to be more patient, more joyful, the benefits of taking care of yourself and really recharging, refocusing are unlimited, really, to me. It's really not only about our mental health, like we're talking about, you know, about energy and staying present and being just more, having more optimistic even outlook on life, but it also involves our physical health as well. And it seems like we are just forgetting about this, that really if we want to take care of other people, if we want to be productive, if we want to be positive and have a happy, content life, we do need to make it our priority and make sure that we find the time to recharge.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those are really great points, too. And I like that you tied in the physical benefits of that as well, because it really does. It helps boost your immune system and keep you physically stronger as well, not just mentally, but there's so many other benefits to having that relaxation be part of your day. The other thing that I love that you mentioned is that it's not a luxury, but it is truly a necessity. And that doesn't just mean meditating. Like, you know, meditating may not be for everyone, or not everyone feels comfortable doing that. But just the relaxation part of it, there's lots of different ways. And that actually leads me to the next question I have for you ladies, as far as what are some simple ways that we can relax and refocus and recharge. So if you'd like to go ahead and answer that, Anna.
Sure. Just like you mentioned, Charissa, I think that this is very, very personal thing, and what works for one person does not necessarily works for another. But really what I want to start with is just to remind everything that the first useful strategies, I think, that we all need to remember is just we all need to start with recognizing that we do need to take care of ourselves. And we need to recognize those unrealistic expectations that we hold about ourselves. We don't really need to be a super people all the time, superhumans. We do need break from time to time. And it's so many simple ways that you can do it, starting from hot shower, taking just a little break for yourself. It seems like a lot of people find an excuse of not taking care of yourself because they think that they don't have enough resources like time or money. But I found that it might be something as simple, something that brings back my energy, and something as simple as quiet prayer or meditation or a hot coffee or shower, or just when I have a little bit more time, going out and meeting with the friends who are just, you know, supportive of me and bring that joy in my life. It's a nature walk. Mm-hmm. It's just really anything that brings you happiness. You need to, you really need to be conscious and observe what brings you joy. And all those little things are exactly the things that help you recharge.
Oh, those are such great points, and so easy to implement, too. I think sometimes we tend to overcomplicate things. I know I'm definitely guilty of that when I try to solve something. Sometimes we're like, oh, yeah, we know we have this issue. We have this challenge of finding time to relax, but the simplest things sometimes don't come to our minds. But I love what you said, just a hot shower. I mean, we all have to take a shower anyway, right? So why not just use that space to really relax and not think about all of the 101 things we have on our list, but really use that time for reflection, gratitude, you know, just be in that space and be present. And actually reminds me of the conversation I had with Charles, the radio show that I did with him, where we were talking about mindfulness. And that's a really good point that you brought up, Anna, about how we can use those everyday moments. It doesn't mean that we have to go get a massage or go do anything else and spend a whole lot of time or a whole lot of money. But just in our everyday lives, there are little things that we can do. And to come back to that point on mindfulness, for example, like you said about the shower, just being mindful and present as you're standing there or brushing your teeth or whatever the case is, just taking a moment and saying, I am truly grateful for where I am. Take a deep, even as simple as just taking a few deep breaths and being truly present can really help your body to relax. So, yeah, really great point. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Charissa.
Listener, did you want to add anything as far as simple ways to relax and recharge?
Well, you know, I just, it is so powerful listening to what Anna was just sharing. And I was also thinking, I heard the show with Charles on mindfulness. And, you know, it is just the simple things. And I also love the emphasis that, you know, it is a privilege to be able to know to do these things, but it also, in our busy world today, it really is a necessity that if we are not first nurturing who we are, and we are not going to have we're not going to have that patience, that all that we need to take care of those that, you know, that are counting on us, our loved ones, and just to be having a great and abundant life with friends, unless we really realize how important this is. And, you know, stopping and being mindful. And what I have found for me is very effective is finding, whatever that might be for you, a symbol of some sort. Maybe it's a key. Maybe it is a, could be anything. Maybe if you see a butterfly, or maybe it's a certain symbol that you have, that when you see that, you stop and you pause and just shift your energy by being mindful that where you are, being grateful, just lift a small gratefulness statement or affirmation. It is amazing how just that little moment can refresh us throughout the day. And it is consciously taking those moments, and you'll be amazed once you've identified what that symbol might be for you, how it starts showing up all over the place. And it really makes it so much fun. Then you've got a lot of whimsy and fun and playfulness that comes up in your life along the day when you see, like, perhaps it is a butterfly, you know, and you go, oh, my gosh, I saw a butterfly, you know. And it just makes life more more exciting. It also, your intuition begins to kick in a different way. It's like, wow, I saw that right in this moment. So what could else could that mean in my life? So your life begins to grow from the inside out when we start taking time to look more closely inwardly.
Oh, that was so beautifully said. Absolutely, absolutely. And I love the bringing that fun and excitement into your life in those simple little ways, because I know for me, and I mean, who doesn't like to go through your day and have a little bit of fun and be excited? And I love making it into a little game and the visual piece of it, because I know I'm a very visual person. So if I have something visually to connect with that reminder to help me be more mindful and present, then it just makes it so much easier for me. So that is such a great tip. And you can pick, you know, anything. It can be, like Lucinda said, a butterfly. Every time you see a butterfly, to be reminded. Or you can even just write down maybe something that inspires you, like a quote or something like that, and put it on a sticky note and put it on your computer at work. I mean, there's so many ways that you can kind of trigger yourself to be reminded to be mindful. Or even just smile, just as simple as maybe you write on a sticky note, smile, and stick it on your bathroom mirror or stick it, you know, at work. And every time you look at that, you just kind of pause and take a breath and smile. Even something as simple as that can really, like Lucinda said, make that shift in your energy. And you really will physically feel that, because I know I've experienced that many times, and it actually sometimes kind of shocks me at just how powerful that can be. Like, I've been driving down the road before, and I notice myself thinking about all the things I have to do, and, you know, all these things that are like, oh, how am I going to figure this out? And all of a sudden, I'll stop and just say, you know what, in this moment, I'm going to choose to be grateful. And I go through all this the list of, you know, all these things that I have to be grateful for. And I physically feel myself relaxing. It's that powerful. So, yeah, just the little things can really shift the needle quite a bit. So those are, wow, thank you, ladies, so much. Those are really, really powerful but simple ways for us to be able to do that in our daily lives. So my next question, I know we've probably answered this a little bit already, but why do people struggle? Why do we struggle so much with relaxing? I know one of the things we mentioned is just being busy. But do you ladies have any thoughts around why it's sometimes so difficult for us to get into that space and to even make a conscious effort to do that? Lucinda, I'll start with you. Would you mind taking that one first?
Absolutely. You know, what really is showing up for me on that is, obviously, our world, like you mentioned, though, is extremely busy. But there is an element, perhaps, in most of us that we don't want to stop and take that time. It is so much easier to push aside that nurturing and taking care of us And it's so much easier to divert our attention in other directions. And so I think that alone keeps us from that quiet time. And that busyness just seems to build within us. And we seem to think everything out there, meaning in our external world, is the thing that is most calling for our attention. And so we neglect, again, we neglect what's going on inside. It causes, over time, to bury it. Pain is buried. Even joys get buried. We don't stop and give that moment in time to whatever's going on at a deeper level. And so for me, I think it is that some of that is avoidance. It is wanting not to have to stop and address those things that could perhaps make the most significant difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we can stay busy with the other things externally, we don't have to look too closely there. But once we stop, and I'll use our retreat, once we stop, smile, and breathe, we have time to kind of settle in, to call forth who we can be, how we can be our best selves in the world. But as long as we are in that place of always diverting and doing things that really don't hold that much significance, we are going to be neglectful of taking care of self.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up the retreat, because I did want to mention that you ladies have some absolutely fantastic, tips and tools, and just such so much exciting and fun kind of activities and different things to help the ladies that will be at the retreat this weekend. So I'm so excited to be doing that retreat with the both of you, because I know there's going to be some major shifts, even just, you know, on that day and for those ladies. And so I'm just really looking forward to it. And I would really encourage our listeners, especially if you're either in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or if you can get here by this Saturday, I would highly encourage you to come and join us at the spa for this one-day retreat, because there's just so much. There's a wealth of knowledge that these ladies are going to be sharing with you, and it's going to be fun and interactive and engaging, and you'll walk away feeling just so much better than when you stepped into that room. So I'm really excited to be able to share that in that moment and that experience with the ladies that will be there this weekend. So thank you for bringing that up, Lucinda, because that's actually, and for those of you listening, when Lucinda said stop, smile, breathe, that's actually the name of our retreats that will be kicking off in the Dallas area this weekend. So yeah, it's definitely centered around exactly what we're talking about today, but it's going a little bit deeper and really helping the ladies who will be there to have some, to be able to implement all of these things and so much more into their lives in a way that just, where it just flows, where it doesn't feel like it's one more thing added to the list. So yeah, I'm just very, very excited about that, and I can't wait for it to come up in a few days. So, listener, yeah, you had some such great thoughts around this topic of why people struggle so much with relaxing. And just one thing that I thought of while you were speaking is that sometimes, you know, within our busy lives, there's so much emphasis on kind of the quick fix and, you know, getting things done faster and better and all of these different things, that sometimes with relaxation and taking time out, the benefits are sometimes not realized right that instant. So that could be another reason why people sometimes tend to put it on the back button. It's not like starting to meditate and on day one you're going to have this major shift. It does take time. And so, you'll start noticing a difference maybe in a week. It could take 2 weeks depending on, on the practice that you're doing. But this does take time. And I think that's one of the reasons why people just feel like they kind of put this on the back burner, because it's not a quick fix. It's not something that you just do. You get instant results and you move on. So that could be another reason. But like these wonderful ladies have mentioned, there's a lot of little things that you can do during your day that really will make a big difference and make a big impact. So I highly encourage you ladies out there to go ahead and, take their advice and just start with the little things, with the small steps, and just see how you progress from there. Okay, ladies, so Anna, do you have any thoughts on that and why people struggle so much with taking the time out to relax?
I agree, and I really like the points that you both brought to this conversation. And I just think the same, that in our society, efficiency and productivity is so important that people who try to take care of themselves, who even have a thought that maybe it's time to relax, time to not do anything for a moment, start feeling guilty. And that might be one of those emotions that kind of stops them from doing it. And then just like I mentioned before, sometimes people think that it requires extra resources like time and money, which we know that it's not necessary, something that we need to have to just find a little quiet time for ourselves and refocus on our day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, Anna. Thank you so much for sharing that. The other thing that I was just thinking of as well, to kind of add to the other ways that we could easily relax and refocus, and actually this will really, I think, illustrate for everyone just what a difference it makes. So an easy example to give, and I think just about everyone listens to music, and we all have our favorite music that we like to listen to, and that kind of puts us in that happy place. So that's another way of relaxing. And so even just by doing that, by, you know, when you're getting in your car or you're in the kitchen or wherever you are, turning on the music that you love to listen to, and even that shifts. And I think we all have experienced that at some point or another where, you know, maybe you're having a bad day or whatever's going on with you, but you listen to your favorite song, and it just puts you in that happy place. And so that's another way to kind of illustrate just how important it is and how really impactful it can be with something as simple as listening to music that makes you happy. So, yeah, really, really great points. And I love what you said earlier as well, Anna, about going, and I think Lucinda mentioned this as well, about going out with friends and taking the time to do that. Because really, we're all made for connection. You know, we're made to be in community and to be around one another. And I think, Anna, you mentioned this as well, as far as making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that love and support you. And I think it's really important. I know, like, personally, to be able to go out with good friends, like even spending time with the two of you, really recharges me. I feel like I've got a recharge battery afterwards. Mm. So just, and it doesn't, you don't need to spend a whole lot of money doing that. Even a phone call, you know, with a good friend will help with that as well. And you never know, you could end up helping your friend or whatever the case is. And so not only does it give you a chance to kind of pause and reflect and relax and just enjoy that time together, but it could be of benefit to the other person as well. So I love those simple things that sometimes we don't even realize that we're doing it. It's like, oh yeah, I don't have time to relax. But sometimes it's just in the day-to-day things where it's not a matter of finding time to relax, but it's a matter of being present and in the moment and enjoying those little moments that we have already. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, ladies, so let's talk about refocusing a little bit. I know we've covered relaxing quite a bit. We've talked about the different ways to relax and why people struggle with it. But let's start talking about refocusing a little bit, especially as we enter this new year. I know we're kind of at the end of January, but we're still, I guess, technically newly into the new year. So what does it mean to really refocus? And I'll ask you first, Lucinda.
Well, I've taken on since January when I love that question about what does it mean to really refocus. And it has presented itself a new picture for me since the beginning of 2015. I chose to begin my own experiment on myself, so to speak, and definitely created a procedure to begin with meditation and to empty my mind of busy thoughts and to create intention and direction with meditation. And so for me, it has been totally transforming. And if I might go back just a moment to a comment that you made about that this is not overnight, the process. It's much like physical exercise. As we all know, we can't go in and do 10 setups and think that, you know, we're going to have, you know, abs of steel, so to speak. And, you know, with meditation, it is honestly the same thing, because this is a discipline of the mind and the heart. And so, you know, I started on day one of 2015, and now this is the 27th day, and I was just sharing with someone earlier today the transformation. Even though I was practicing meditation, you know, long before that day, it was deciding to focus it in another way, to be very structured, but yet there, I'm not a structured person, and you ladies both know me really well like that. I'm not that structured. However, I've just got a little plan, and that way I can kind of flow in and out of my little plan, but nevertheless, I'm following my intention. And it is transformation. The importance of what that's done for me in 27 days has transformed my entire life. And we'll be sharing more about that at our retreat this Saturday, the steps and how to go about doing that, to take your life from, I won't say it's always ordinary, but take it from ordinary to extraordinary by just shifting your focus and being intentional about where you would like to see yourself in 30 days. Same goes, as I mentioned, with physical exercise. You know, where do you want to see yourself in 30 days of doing so? That's just going to be far more than after day one. So I encourage those that are beginning to meditate, beginning to understand the value of that, to stay with it. Give it your best shot. You know, stay with it every day, because there's some days, even for a practiced and seasoned person who meditates, there's some days where you don't quite have as much of that mountaintop experience as others, but that's all good, because you're very present in the moment, and what you gain from it is just like adding fuel to your body. So I'm not certain if that really spoke on refocus, Charissa, but it seemed to be what has been happening for me personally in my own life since I decided to be intentional about how I meditate.
No, that was really, really perfect. And in fact, one of the things that you mentioned that I think is so key to being able to refocus is intentionality. And you made such a good point about, at the beginning of the year, being intentional about what your goal is and what, you know, what it is that you want to achieve with the meditation. So not only did you have a goal in place, but you had a plan on how you were going to do that. How did that look in terms of your daily routine, and what changes did you have to make, and how were you going to stick to it? And so I love that. Yeah, the intentionality is really big when it comes to refocusing and kind of shifting and being in a space where we're questioning and saying, okay, so maybe what has not worked for me in the past? What can I do going forward that's going to serve me better? And then also, how do I kind of step into that space, and how do I make sure that I stay on track? And I know that's something that I'll be talking about in the retreat as well, in a lot more detail around the whole refocus piece. You know, how do we do that? How do we make sure that we're setting those goals and moving in the direction that is really true to who we are? And, you know, how do you do that in a way that is not only going to serve you, but where the chances of you actually achieving what you set out to achieve are just so much greater than kind of doing things just for the sake of doing it or because you feel like you should. So, yeah, I'm very excited to be speaking on that this weekend and to have a lot of fun and interaction around that topic as well. Because I know sometimes when you talk about goal setting and being intentional and refocusing, it just sounds like, oh, I've got to go through the whole process. But really, that's another reason why I'm so excited about this weekend, is because all three of us are going to be talking about how to make these things fun and engaging in a way that it doesn't feel like one more thing added to the list, but it really is going to make you excited to wake up each morning, to face each new day, to get you on fire for what it is that you're passionate about and how to really go after that in a way that's going to serve you and the people around you, the people that you love as well. So, yeah, great, great point, Lucinda. I love that word, love that intentional word, because it's such a big key, I think, to being refocused. And then one other thing I wanted to add here as well is when you're in that space and when you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I refocus and what makes sense, is also kind of reevaluating And I think I mentioned this a little bit, but reevaluating and really asking yourself the right questions. And that's another thing that we'll be covering this weekend is what are those right questions to try to figure out what's working for you, what's not, how do I make better choices, and, you know, how do I really set myself up for success? So, yeah, great, great, great point. So, Anna, what about you? What does it mean to refocus for you as we get into this new year?
You just, Sharissa, mentioned my magic word for refocus, because this is the reevaluation is what refocus truly means for me. For me, refocus means to reevaluate what you were focusing on previously. You need to consciously think, what did I focus on? Why do I do what I do? How do I do things? It seems like we often do things habitually. You know, we get into our routine and we don't think much about what we actually do and how we do it. We just do it automatically. And it's important to take the time, just like right now, we've got New Year coming. It's always a good time to set new goals. If you didn't set up your goals yet, don't worry. You've got still the rest of the year to do it. You just start today and take this time and really be mindful and think, why actually I focus on those things so much? How important is it to me? Why is it really matter? And if you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, think how differently you could do. And you mentioned this, Sharissa, already, because it seems like often we do the same things, but we expect different results, which we know it's not going to happen. So we need to be a little bit more creative. And again, self-care and recharging helps with it so much. We clear our mind, we take time to ourselves, and that's when all the magic happens. That's when the creativity, positive thinking, beautiful vision for our life just comes to us.
Oh, that is so beautifully said. And I love how you tied that into taking that time for us and really, you know, tapping into, and I know both of you mentioned this, tapping into your intuition. And that's, I love what you said about that's where the magic happens, because that truly is where the magic happens. That's where you get the questions answered. That's where you can really get those questions, those important questions answered from a place of intuition, you know, of guidance, where you know that you're doing the right things, you're on the right path, but you have to be in that space. It doesn't help when you're stressed and overwhelmed to then try to figure all of this stuff out, but you have to really get into that peaceful state and really go within, and then that's when that creativity comes up, like you mentioned. Beautifully said, Anna. I love it. And then the other point that you made is about sometimes we get into these habits and we go on autopilot. And I know just from a statistical standpoint, I know there was a study by Forbes magazine, I believe it was a couple of years ago, that found that 40% of people actually make New Year's resolutions. And of the 40%, only 8% of people actually keep them. And I think that goes to what both of you ladies had said as far as, you know, being on autopilot. And sometimes we're not intentional like we should be. We're not specific with our goals and all of those kind of things. And Lucinda, I love your example because it's so practical about how you set out to change your routine and to be more intentional about your meditation. But it wasn't just a blanket statement like, oh, yes, I'm going to be more intentional. But you really, you know, you really thought it through and thought the plan through and said, okay, why is this important to me? You know, you asked all the right questions. Why is it important to me? What is it that I need to do to achieve this goal? And, you know, what am I going to be doing every day on a daily basis to be able to get there? So that great example. And congratulations, by the way, on taking that journey and getting this far. That's really fantastic.
Thank you. Been exciting.
Yeah, and I know, and I've been privileged to be able to listen to some of the things that have come out of that time, and it really has been just phenomenal. What an incredible experience, and there's just so much that has come out of it already that just is a testament to how powerful it is when you make that intentional goal of meditation and when you get into that space. Really, like Anna said, magic happens when you do that. So, yeah, that's fantastic. So, ladies, I'm going to actually just switch gears on us just a little bit for a moment, and I'd like to take this opportunity to let our listeners know that the show on simple ways to relax, refocus, and recharge is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen on any device. If you sign up at our URL, audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you can get one free audiobook and a 1 month free trial of the service. And we really appreciate your support. So let's get right back to the conversation, ladies. And actually, one more quick thing before we go on to the next question is I would like to remind our listeners of that call-in number. So if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, feel free to dial in at 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. Okay, ladies, so kind of in line with being at the beginning of the year, what I'd like to ask you is how do we reset our expectations? And we've talked about this a little bit, but how do we reset our expectations for ourselves at the beginning of the year? And I'll ask you this question first, Anna.
You know, Sharissa, I think that expectations are kind of tricky, really. It seems like we all have expectations toward ourselves, toward the people around us, towards the things we think we should be doing. And it might be very discouraging when those expectations will not get met. So I think that it's a smart idea to reset our expectations and actually, more even, instead of reset, turn them into acceptance of how it is. So of course, yes, it is very important to have a clear vision of what do you want to achieve, of how do you want your life to look like. And you do need to have a plan set of how to get there. But it's important to focus more, not really to expect these things happen, and if they are not happening quickly enough to get discouraged, rather accept this whole journey and this whole process of getting where you want to be and achieving what you want to achieve. And just be grateful for that journey. Just know that you are in the place where you're supposed to be, and if you are truly putting your hard work into it and you follow your heart, follow your passion, it's going to happen. I guess that's really the most important thing for me.
Oh, great point. And you're so right. It's like, you know, when you really resolve to experience the journey and enjoy the journey, and that's really where you have that true peace and contentment, is where you realize that there's many different paths to get you to your destination. And when you're open to that and knowing that, yes, there may be bumps in the road and there's going to be things that come up, but if you really set those right goals and those right intentions, like we talked about earlier, and you set those expectations, then being open to whatever unfolds on that journey, you still want to be intentional, you still want to make sure you're taking steps and you're in action constantly to get there. But as far as the things that you can't control, that may be out of your control, it's really important to kind of change the lens that we see those things through and look at those as opportunities for growth rather than roadblocks or look at them in a negative light. So that goes back to what you were saying, Anna, about really enjoying the journey and just knowing and keeping your eyes fixed on the destination, fixed on what it is you want to achieve, but at the same time being open to whatever happens in the meantime and being accepting and just embracing where you are and being content and being happy and just grateful for where you are and how far you've already come. So, yeah, great, great point.
And I really like, Sharissa, that you just reminded me and the listeners to look at all the lower roadblocks in our journey as opportunities, because they really are. And sometimes when we perceive something as an issue or problem, it's hard to see that bright side. But really, when we take time to think about this, There is always something to be learned from this experience. There is a growth happening. So really everything is truly an opportunity. Even something that doesn't look, you know, really, even if this is something that we really don't feel like we want to deal with or want to experience, when we think about this more, we truly can find an opportunity for growth in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. That's a really good point. And I'm glad that you kind of focused in on that, because that is a really, really, you know, a very good good point to make. And yeah, that, I love that you mentioned that, you know, there's always that opportunity for growth, and there's going to be things that come up. But really, the other thing, the other side of this is that it does really reduce your stress. If you look at things from a different perspective, and if you look at it from a more positive perspective, like you said, Anna, in terms of opportunities, it really does reduce your stress. It reduces your anxiety, because you're not constantly thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to go wrong, or what if this happens, or what if that happens. But you're open to whatever happens, it's going to happen. Things are going to happen. There's a lot that's not in my control. I can only do as much as I can, and the rest I should, you know, I need to let it go. Because if we don't, if we hold on to the outcomes, even though they're not in our control, that's when all that stress and anxiety builds up. So, yeah, it's important to set those expectations or reset the expectations at the beginning of the year and just be intentional about saying, you know, it's a new year, and I'm going to look at this year and what I want to achieve and how I'm going to get there a little bit different, so that I'm not so stressed and overwhelmed and overcome with anxiety. And like both of you mentioned, the relaxation is a big key to that as well, because the more you spend time on yourself and recharging and refueling your own battery, the easier it's going to be for you to deal with whatever comes your way and to really be in that space where you're enjoying the journey, like Anna said, and have that peace and contentment, even on the way to getting to where you need to be. Because really, true happiness, you can experience at any time. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey to get there. Yeah, beautifully said, Anna. I love that. So listen, I'm going to ask you the same question as far as resetting expectations. So how would you say that we can reset our expectations for ourselves at the beginning of the year?
You know, I think what Anna shared was one of the most beautiful ways of releasing expectations into something beautiful, when she said, turn your expectations into acceptance. And then you, you know, reinforce that with so many things about how just to enjoy the journey. And so immediately, to add to that, I really, the thing that showed up for me is probably one of my most favorite quotes I've come across in many years. It's actually on my website as well. But Father Richard Rohr quoted, "Don't push the river. Don't get ahead of your soul. The goal isn't to get somewhere. The goal isn't about forcing something to happen. The goal is to be in harmony with the gifts that are already given. And the goal is to fall in love with your life." And that, to me, puts a bow on it for me, Charissa. I know you know I use that phrase a lot, but that puts a bow on it as far as, you know, making it something amazing for your life. When we think of expectations and, you know, sometimes, and goals, like you said, goals, it is important that we know at least which road we're on, so we know how to get there, but yet that, just that being able to flow with the beauty of what to show up on the path, and not allow ourselves to feel frustrated or like that didn't fit in my plan, that wasn't what I had in mind. Instead, just stop, smile, breathe, enjoy the journey, because that is the goal, just to fall in love with this gift of life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that bow you just put on it, Lucinda. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, that is such a beautiful saying. And the other thing that I picked up on that you just mentioned that I think is so vitally important is falling in love with yourself and acceptance of that. Accepting, and I know, Anna, you mentioned this as well, kind of accepting who you are and accepting yourself in this moment, because that's a powerful thing. That's really, really powerful when it comes to making those right decisions and being in that space of confidence and assurance and knowing that, yes, you will get there. You have what it takes right now in this moment. So, yeah, that's beautiful. And I think with what you said, listener, as far as, you know, we shouldn't be pushing the river, but we need to be able to go with it, you know, just go with it and be in harmony. But I think so many people, and I know I've struggled with this for many years when I wasn't truly on the right path. And I know everything happened for a reason, and I'm, you know, perfectly okay with that. But there was a time where I kind of came to a crossroads, and I felt like I wasn't on, you know, I was kind of going upstream, right? I was going against the current. And I think a lot of people struggle with how do I find my downstream, you know, how do I find that path where it is in harmony and it is in flow? And I think you ladies did a great job of answering that in terms of getting in touch with yourself and getting in that space of relaxation, whether that's meditation for you, whether that's walking, whether that's prayer, whatever that is for you, getting in that space where you can ask yourself those powerful questions and figure out what's the right direction so you are in that flow state and in harmony so you don't feel constantly stressed and overwhelmed. So yeah, beautiful bow again, Lucinda. Love it. Love it. That's great. So, oh my goodness, I can't believe we're almost to the end of our show. So if you ladies wouldn't mind, what I'm going to ask you to do is just to share a little bit about, because you have put together such fabulous content and there's so many great ideas around the retreat and what's coming up on this retreat this weekend. So I would love for both of you to share with our listeners a little bit of what you have in store in terms of the retreat. And the other reason that I wanted to bring this up is because I want to let our listeners know that we're actually going to be taking this retreat all over the country. We're going to be in Austin and in Shreveport coming up soon and in other locations as well. So if we have any listeners that are listening in from outside of the Dallas area, definitely visit our website at www.stopsmilebreathe.com, and we'll be constantly updating that website with other locations. And if you would like us to come to your town or your city, please feel free to send us a message on that site and let us know, and we will do our best to get that location on the calendar. So, Anna, if you'd like to go ahead and share a little bit about the retreat coming up this weekend, that would be wonderful.
Oh, sure, Sharissa. It's my pleasure, and I am truly so, so excited. I cannot believe that it's only 4 days away, and we're going to be there with our wonderful ladies participants. I cannot hide my excitement. So, really, the session that I'm going to talk to the ladies about has a lot really to do with self-care and recharging, since I am going to talk about life balance and leading a guilt-free life and not pleasing other people so much. And it really has so much to do with self-confidence and taking care of ourselves. And I know that you, Sharissa, and Lucinda, we all have very different approach and different exercise and different of areas that we will cover, but this is what I'm going to focus on mostly, is to how to balance our lives in this busy, busy world, and a little bit of how to take care of yourself as well. And I am really just so excited. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to put too much of the really content of the retreat, since some of our listeners might be actually our guests during the retreat.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Anna. And I can tell our listeners, and don't worry, I'm not giving anything away, no spoiler alert here, but I will tell you, I have listened to these ladies and what they have planned and prepared for. We've been preparing this for months now, and oh my goodness, I am beyond thrilled to be able to really present this to the ladies that are going to be there. You're really going to be in for such a great treat. And not only are we going to deliver on everything that we've kind of advertised, but there's so many additional treats and just additional surprises that these ladies have in store for you. So I'm just really excited. Lucinda, would you like to share with us what you'll be speaking on this weekend?
I would love to. I, like Anna just said, words don't describe how excited I am. And being able to have this opportunity this evening to begin to build towards this amazing event on Saturday, it's just, oh, wow. I am so excited, and I just am so looking forward to meeting all of our guests that are coming, and just, you know, we do have some amazing things planned. And my focus is going to be around basically let your life speak. And it's going to be helping our guests to understand the keys that actually help them to learn how to follow their heart and to live their dream through intention setting. And they'll be doing some visualization about the door to your heart, how to access that, and that they are actually holding the key to their door. And then we're going to be learning some valuable tools that are associated with meditation, so that my goal for our guests is that they would learn how to enjoy the journey into the heart and to learn the keys that help them to go there very quickly, so that in their busy day, they can certainly find a few moments to take time to nurture themselves and to be able to transform their life into the life that they dream it to be. So very excited to be with both of you ladies, and to be and to have this opportunity with our guests. So it's going to be an amazing day.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I can say for sure is that the energy and the excitement and the fun is going to be off the charts. It's going to be fantastic. And our location where we're having it is actually at Spark Castle in Carrollton. So not only will our guests get to really enjoy what we have to share and take away so much to be able to just leave the retreat and be equipped with everything they need to really be in that space of just living the life that they've, you know, that's going to be serving them in a better way. But they'll also get to enjoy the facilities there, so at the spa for an entire 24 hours from the time they check in. So really it is a truly complete day of that relaxation and rejuvenation and refocus for our guests. So there's just so much that that we have to offer, and I'm excited about that. And so what I'll be focused on in terms of sharing during the retreat is on the area of goal achievement and how do we set ourselves up for success in 2015. How do we choose the right goal? How do we get into that space where we really, like Lucinda was saying earlier, where we're on that river and we're in harmony and we're in flow and we're making the right decisions that's going to be best for us, and so that we have the best chances of actually achieving what it is that we want to achieve and the kind of life that we want. And so a lot of the focus around what I'll be talking about is really helping to, to give you these simple steps of how you can, and these powerful questions of what to ask yourself and how to go about setting those goals, not just setting them, but how do you then go ahead and accomplish them, and what do you do when you get off track. And so I'm really excited to share all of that this weekend as well, and of course to share the space and to share this retreat with these wonderful ladies. And you've already had a taste of what they have to offer, and there's just so much more. So, yeah, like Lucinda and Anna said, we are very excited to be kicking off our very first event in the Stop, Smile, Breathe Women's Retreat series, and that we're going to be doing over the course of this year and further along as well. So, Anna and Lucinda, I want to take this opportunity to thank you both so much for being on this on the show. The time has just gone by so fast, and thank you so much for your insight and sharing all the wonderful information. And I just like to ask you guys to share any final thoughts with our listeners. Anna, if you'd like to go ahead and do that.
Sure, and yes. Sharissa?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm so sorry, yes. So here are my final thoughts, something that I really want our listeners to take to heart. Please take care of yourself and remember that self-care is a skill. So we learn it by doing and practicing it. It's just like we talked about this throughout the show. It's not happening overnight, especially if you did not practice self-care and recharging and taking time for yourself much. So please make it conscious practice and do it over and over until it will become another just part of your daily routine. And just like I mentioned, it is really not self-indulgence. It has nothing to do with being selfish. You just do it to refill that cup that you have in you with the love and joy so you can share it with all the people around you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anna. Lucinda, would you like to share your final thoughts with our listeners?
Thank you so much. Again, thank you, Sharissa, for this opportunity to be on this show this evening. And I want to share that actually to encourage our listeners that through your imagination, if you can catch that in a vision, and then you can imagine it with all the details around whatever it is that you'd like to see your goal to be, or your intention to be, or your life to be like, put all of your imagination to it, put all the details around it, and then put it before you intentionally. Take time to be quiet, to empty that busyness out of your life, and allow that to take form. And then you will begin to step into your reality. Choose it. And the power of choice and the power of your imagination can transform your life.
Oh, that's beautifully said. Thanks, Lucinda. And how can our listeners get in touch with you?
My website, again, is www.1111coaching.com. Or they can email me at lucinda.1111coaching.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And Anna, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
You are welcome to visit my website. It's www.sflifecoaching.com or email me at Anna, that's A-N-N-A, at sflifecoaching.com.
Thank you so much. So I'd just like to close with a final comment. It's actually a quote that I came across that I think is just really, really powerful and really speaks to what the discussion that we had today. And it's by Jill Bolt Taylor. And she says, "To experience peace does not mean that your life is always blissful. It means that you are capable of tapping into a blissful state of mind amidst the normal chaos of a hectic life." And I just thought that was so beautiful. And it, like Lucinda says, it put a bow on what we were talking about tonight. So I love that.
Beautiful.
So, ladies, this is the time that you have been waiting for, like I promised at the beginning of the show. I am actually going to be sharing with you a very special discount that we have on the spa retreat that's coming up in the Dallas area on Saturday. And so before I do that, though, let me just let you know how you can contact me. My email address is info@sharissasebastian.com, and my website is www.sharissasebastian.com. All my social media links can be found on my website. So here it is, ladies. Here's that special offer I promised you at the beginning of the show for the Women's Retreat this weekend in the Dallas area. So we're offering a 20% discount on top of the early bird pricing. We actually just extended our early bird pricing for the retreat till tomorrow. But on top of that early bird pricing, we're actually going to be discounting the price even further just for our listeners. And this is the lowest price that we've ever offered these tickets at. So it's going to be 20% off of our early bird pricing of $150. So you get 20% off of $150 with a discount code of LCRN20. That stands for Life Coach Radio Network, and 20 for the percentage. So LCRN20. And that code can be used at www.stopsmilebreathe.splashthat.com. That's spelled stopsmilebreathe.splashthat.com. And you can also see it on the page that you use to access the show. I went ahead and put the link to that site, as well as the discount code is right next to it. So again, the discount code is LCRN20, and you will see a place to put that in when you go through the checkout process. And we really, really look forward to seeing you this Saturday. So we would love to see you there. Again, it's this Saturday, January the 31st, and it is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but you do have 24 hours access to the spa from the time you check in. Okay, so to find out more about Life Coach Radio Network, you can go to www.lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you can find out more about our coaches and future shows there. I'd also like to take this opportunity to let you know about some of our upcoming shows. On January 29th at noon Eastern, there's a show entitled Walk Your Talk with Leanne, and that's with certified coach Leanne Parsons. And then on February 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern is another episode of Mark My Words with certified life and business coach Mark Scholl. And then on February 3rd at 2 p.m. Eastern is the show How to Become a Memorable and Dynamic Speaker with Divya Parekh and her special guest Karen Friedman. And my next show is on Tuesday, February the 24th on Life Coach Radio Network at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern. So thanks again, Anna and Lucinda, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Much love, peace, and blessings. Until next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.